It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. We are not able to tell you the name of the Democratic presidential nominee today. We're not likely to be able to tell you tomorrow or next week, maybe not even next month. Neither candidate will have enough pledged delegates to guarantee nomination no matter what happens when Wyoming makes its choices tomorrow. There's not enough at stake in Mississippi, in Tuesday, or even in Pennsylvania next month. But all these races may affect the outcome, even if they do not decide it. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson is following the story. Mara, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So what happens if the Democrats take a long time to work this out?
Well, Democrats are worried about that. They certainly are going to take a long time to work this out. You know, for a while, Democrats thought that a long race was good for them. Everybody was so excited and energized. They loved both of these candidates. The turnout was incredible. The energy was high. They were raising tons of money. Now, Democrats that I talk to are much more trepidatious about a long race. What they're worried about is that a drawn-out fight where the debate is getting a lot uglier could be damaging to the party in the end and end up with the kind of divisive race that makes it harder to get the supporters of the loser to unify behind the winner in the fall, something like the Kennedy-Carter rift in 1980. That's what they're worried about.
Well, if you're Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, what's the math?
Well, they both have different scenarios for how they get to that 2024 delegates that they need to clinch the nomination. For Obama, he simply hopes to get the most pledged delegates. He's already ahead by about 100 now, and then hope that he can convince the remaining uncommitted superdelegates. Remember, there are 796 of them, and about 335 of them are still uncommitted. He's hoping that he can convince them to basically ratify his front-runner status, however narrow, and put him over the top. For Senator Clinton, she's hoping she can make up whatever gap she has with Obama in pledged delegates, and she is a little behind him and probably will remain that way, by convincing enough superdelegates. And her campaign calculates that they're in the end, at the end of the primaries, they'll probably need about 75 to 115 of these 335 uncommitted superdelegates to put her over the top. And what she's hoping to do that in the next 3 months, she's going to create, through her attacks on Obama and what she hopes will be in increased press scrutiny of him, enough buyer's remorse among the superdelegates to convince them that he's not vetted enough to stand up in a general election. And here's what the Clinton campaign is saying. Her electoral base, low-income whites, Hispanics, is more reliable and durable in big swing states like Ohio that's going to determine the outcome of a general election than his is. Translation, low-income whites and Hispanics are not going to vote for Obama in a general election where his coalition of voters, African-Americans, more affluent voters, will vote for her. It's a complicated argument, but it depends a lot on Obama looking weaker and weaker as the race goes on.
And when you talk about 75 to 115 superdelegates, you get a sense of how precise these people have to be and how just
yeah.
a few
they
delegates can make a difference.
They count these delegates every single day.
Now, when we consider that, what difference could be made by Michigan and Florida? Two states that voted, they voted too early. Their delegates were not supposed to count, but there's discussion of a revote or something to give them a voice.
Well, they would make a big difference because there are 367 delegates between them. What you're hearing now is a lot of talk about a do-over. Both states had ruled that out, having another primary. But now that Hillary Rodham Clinton has won some primaries, she's feeling a little better about competing again in those states. The big question is who would pay for another primary in Florida and Michigan? Last night, I'm told Howard Dean had a conversation with Senator Bill Nelson of Florida to explain to him that the Democratic Party will not pay. They want all their money saved up for fighting John McCain, but reminded Senator Nelson of something apparently he didn't know, which was that the state party can raise soft money for this purpose. So in effect, some billionaire could underwrite new primaries in Florida and Michigan. It would cost about $18 million to have one in Florida and about $10 million to have one in Michigan. So now the question is, who would pay? The states say they don't want to pay themselves. Somebody's going to have to foot the bill if there's going to be a do-over.
Mara, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
That's NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson this morning.